צלוים ודינרים. בשטר שתי צלוים ודינרים. מל ואימר חומש ולוי ואימר שלוש. סתם סלויים אז שתיים, סתם דינרים אז שתיים, אבל הנשטר עשה בסתום סלויים ודינרים. מל ואימר חומש ולוי ואימר שלוש. The mal v'tayne is that he owes him five, b'stome, but it meant five, and loy v'oimer sholosh. So the halach is Reb Shimon Elozer oimer oil v'oide b'miktsas ha'tayne yishova, so amoide b'miktsas. The Rabbi Akiva oimer, eino elo kemeshi v'aveide v'potu. V'al is a meshi v'aveide b'mele is potu from the shvua. So stand before we start the etzem divrei ha'braise, the poras Yosef, ot ha'sheine ha'oredo. It says, Sloim v'dinrim, Mal v'oimer chomesh v'loi v'oimer sholosh. Dainu, b'stomez shtayim, but the Malva is claiming four, five, and the Loiva says, no, I only own you three. Dainu, shtayim for sure you will have to pay. But the shayla is, if he's moide and sholosh, if it's a moide v'mizos, it's a meishim aveide. How much the Malva tain is five? Zog the poras Yosef, why the braise hareinsetzt that the Malva is taining five? The Malva says four, and he says three. Now you could say the Malva says 100. You're saying the Malva tain is five, and the Leiva says three. The Malva tain is four, and the Leiva answers three. Why five? Why to jump up a number? The Malva is claiming one more. So does it a shaila? Why to say that the Malva is taining five, and the Leiva says three? Zog the poras Yosef that Be'etzim he has another taina here. The Malva comes and he says five. Let the Leiva to answer him, if it's five, we know every sela is arba dinri. So if it's five, we have to written in the shtar, you owe me sela v'dino. Why to write a dinorim? You owe me a sela plus a dino. Why to write in the shtar that you owe me dinorim? There's a raya that I only owe you three. So maybe we written dinorim. But if I would owe you five, I would not write dinorim, I would write sela v'dino. I would write sela v'dino. From the fact that it says dinorim, it's a right that it's three. Zog dech peras Yosef. The answer is, derech ha'olam, to write sela v'dino, it's very long. You write dinorim. You don't write sela v'dino. And does it go with the Chiddush? That the Malva could claim five. This means why it's a Sloim Dinorim. Why don't say Sloim? The Reis is coming to say a Chiddush B'der Ragav. That he has a Koyach to his Taina when he says five. It doesn't look like, oh, it's Muchach that it's three. From the fact that it says Dinorim, it doesn't say Sela V'dino. He could say five. Because the Derech is, instead to write Sela V'dino, that it's long, people just write down Dinorim. People just write down Dinorim. Lefi Dez Dog de Poras Yosef. Lo Yitzuya, the Malva Botayne 4, he will not get it. Because if it's 4, why it was written Dinorim, would be written Sela. So from the fact that it's written Dinorim, you could say 5, because people don't like to write Sela V'dino. Oh, but you can claim 4. So maybe we ask the Kasha, why it says Malva Yimer Chomesh V'Leiva Yimer Sholesh, doesn't say Malva Yimer Arba, because for Arba you will take and not get it. Because the Shtar is Muchach from the fact that it says Dinorim, that it's not Arba Dino. For Arba Dino you would write Sela. Vaisto is, it's Sholesh. But if he says Chomesh, the Chiddush of the Braise is, that it also, the Chiddush of the Braise is, that it also could go Arayin, it also could go Arayin in the words Dinorim. As I said, the Poras Yosef. Le'umas dem, Reb Chaim and Stenzel, especially the Heintik and Nur Reb Chaim and Metzir from Ksaviyat, Reb Chaim says fakert. Reb Chaim brings down sloim v'dinorim mikan muchach, that if a person writes dinorim in the shtar, he has a right to ask when you pay him back to pay back small coins and not to get one big bill of a seller. He has the right to ask for small little coins. What is the raya, Zok Reb Chaim? If a person doesn't have a right to ask for small coins, how he could say that it's five? So why is it not written down? Tzela v'dino. There's a raya, Zok Reb Chaim, that when a person says dinorim, he has a right to ask for dinorim. But maybe he could say that it's five. Don't ask me why it says doesn't say tzela v'dino. Because I written dinorim because I want that you will pay me back dinorim. I want to have a right to get back dinorim. This is the reason it says dinorim. And Lefi Reb Chaim, even if he says four, it's not a stira, why it's not written a sela. The reason it says dinorim, because I want to get back dinorim. So b'meila I especially written down dinorim. Nasi legabe isem etzim, Filippo Rasi Yisem, if it says, if he tines four, taki will not get it. The Gemara in Shas is Mukh Lechu, the Loike Reb Chaim. The Rasi Yisem means the Gemara, the Loike Reb Chaim. Or the Rasi Yisem says, if it will be written down dinorim, and he claims four, Abadi doesn't get it, because why you didn't write sela? And Reb Chaim says, no, the answer, the chiddush of the Braisa is that if you write dinorim, even if it's four, even if it's five, you have a right to ask for it, and it's not say why it's not written down tzela, why it's not written down tzela v'dino, because the reason I've written down dinorim, because I want to ask for dinorim.
So
Reb Chaim, why does it say five? Chobish kentah. It's good. Chobish kentah. Reb Chaim will be no answer to Reb Chaim. Reb Even the Paras Yosef, if you see him inside, he didn't shtel it so close like I'm shtelling the kasha. He first said his vote. Well, if he's a miyusha, ma sheyesh kan ahore, lama kosov chomesh ve loy kosov harba. As I zog the Paras Yosef. So, lama ze end the brais. Meisvi. Sloim ve dinorim. Mal vo oimer chomesh ve loy vo oimer sholosh. So Reb Shimon Elozer oimer, lama yise now he said sholosh, hoil vo oide ve miksa satayne yishova. Rabbi Kiva oimer, Eino elo ke meishiv aveda vepotu. Rabbi Kiva Tainas is a meishiv aveda vepotu. Zok Rashi. Eino elo ke meishiv aveda. Mide habli le meimar shtayim. Ve ashtar mesayoi. Shekeivan shalo ipira shnikorim advorim sheshnaimu. It's not the Gemara later, Messiah l'shtore. It's not the Messiah l'shtore from the Gemara later. Here Rashi says it on his own, Messiah l'shtore. Lekach lo yhutzrach lefarish. The mute slowing base. The cave and number gimel meshi vavedu, the chachom in potros and meshi vavedu in a shvue, the nana moitis and metzi elo yishova. Those in the Rashi. So let me gain the pamelach. It says in the Mishnah, slowing the dinorim. Rab Shimon Elozer holds, if he says sholosh is a meidu b'miktsas, he needs a shvue, and Rab Akiva holds is a meshi vavedu in his potu. Shitas Rashi mevueres, that the ptur of Rab Akiva is, he's a Meshiv Aveda. Rashi says, what is Meshiv Aveda? A Gemara and Gittin. Potru is a Meshiv Aveda min Ashvua mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. A Takana de Rabbonon. What was the Takana de Rabbonon? A person finds a Aveda. He found one packet full of money, one kiss. And Bailim Tainis was two kissim together. You stole one. He says, I only found one. So Be'etzem, he's a Meidah B'miktsas. Yenim is Tivei Ashtayim. And he's only Meidah B'miktsas. Chazal said he doesn't have to make a shvua. Why? If he has to make a shvua, he will say, you know what? Chaval to pick up metzias. I find a pen. The person finds $100. He'll pick it up. He'll put up a sign. The guy will say it was $200. Make a shvua. You know, leave it. Leave it. Just don't touch. Most dafich, I will pick it up. The guy will say it's double. I will have to make a shvua. Leave it in the street. Let someone else to find it. Chazal wanted people to make shvua veda. So they parted. They said, even if you are made of a mikzas, you don't have to make a shvur. Because if not, people push, will not pick up avedas. They want you to be meshiv aveda. You're doing a favor. I'm doing a favor. I could have just walked weiter. I'm doing a favor. I'm meshiv aveda. This is the aloch of a meshiv aveda. A normal made of a mikzas, but the guy claims two. You say, I found one. As I'll say, they want people to be meshiv aveda. Rashi says, the same meshiv aveda applies in our sugi. Why? This person, Be'etzem, could have said two. Lamazan he would make a shvu entu. But God, if he decided he will make a shvu entu. Lamazan he would make a shvu entu. Lamazan he would make a shvu entu. It's not even the Gemara. He comes and he says three. Very nice of him. He was generous. He just decided to claim to declare another peace. He's such a nice person. We patter you from shvu. We want people to give money. We want people to be moide. We want the person to be moide. So now we want the person to be moide. So we tell them, if you say three, you gain. So the Havdil Alpha Havdil Avdolus in the Hainti Keteg, yeah? Person comes and declares about tax. He says, if you're nice, we'll bow to you. If you might have Naveiros, they want, Chazal just want people to add money. The Hainu. But after the person could say two and go home. They make a shvur. So they want people to come and give more money into the place, into the matziv. The Hainu. So they say, listen, if you might Meshiv Aveda, they come to the Rabbanon. Like they want people to be pick up Avedas to be Meshiv Aveda, Lefirashi, they made a Takona de Rabbanon. That is called Meshiv Aveda. Takona de Rabbanon of Meshiv Aveda. And the patu mishvur the meshiv aveda. So you are a meshiv aveda. The fact that you went and you are meshiv the aveda, you are meshiv aveda. You made a teiva that you are meshiv aveda. So while you made a teiva that you are meshiv aveda, but maybe the patu you. Maybe you'll ask me a shaila. So every meida b'miktsas is a meshiv aveda. He could have kept quiet. Let's see the rabbi's kasha and daf gimel amud alef. And rabbi answers in daf gimel amud alef that ain't other maze. Ain't other maze. Val ein of the maze, Memele, he didn't do it because he's honest. He poshe nishgat abreire. Memele, Rabbi answered ein of the maze. This is the reason, dear, we don't say Meshiv Aveda. But by us, it's not a maze. To say two, it's really not a koifer akoil. So weiter is a Meshiv Aveda. His weiter is a Meshiv Aveda. Every maide b'miktsas is not a Meshiv Aveda. He doesn't want to be koifer akoil. But this person, he will not be koifer akoil. He would say two. Now that he said three, he's a Meshiv Aveda. Maybe you'll ask me, okay, so every Meidah Mikzas is a Meshiv Aveda. He could have said 40. He said 50. It's a Meshiv Aveda. Thus is Gomish. A person has to Meidah. No, he has to choose a number. What number he will choose? It is 50. I say 50. I say 40. He thought a number that he thinks that it's good to be to tine. He doesn't know why. 50 sounds good. He can't be going for a call. He has to say something. So he has to choose a number. Well, it came up 50. By us, so Rashi, this is the beginning of Rashi, so Pnei Yeshua. He has a shtar that Messiah. He could have, the normal is two. He could have said two. And the shtar of Messiah to say two. So he could have said two. So while he could have said two, and this is the normal taina, and this is the normal way to taina to say two, so while it's the normal thing to say two, and this is Be'etzah what he really had to say, and he went and he said three, he's a Meshiv Aveda. It's a takona de Rabbanon. So this tekon in the Rabbanon that is called the Meshiv Aveda, Chazal parted him from the Shvu. So Lefi Rashi again. The Sugi Bayos, why Lefi Rabbi Akiva is potu mishvu? Because he's a Meshiv Aveda, tekon in the Rabbanon. What is the tekon in the Rabbanon? Avad, as the two is a Meidah B'miktsas. And we have a normal drawer of Meidah B'miktsas, as the Shtayim. Of Aval, he's generous, he's giving extra. Oh, we want people to give extra. And we don't want, what we don't want? That a person will get up, he'll make a shvu, and he'll leave with two. We want to make people, to try to get people to give money. So we tell you, listen, if you come and you add money, you potter. They want people, instead of doing a shvu, to come and say that they owe money. So Val is a meshiv aveda. Takon de Rabbanon. It's mamash a takon de Rabbanon. I would say, why in the Vigim is not a takon de Rabbanon? We already answered that it was before, when they taught the dosi de Mechayev, the maskona, we say it's a de Rabbanon. We answered already. I'm just going to write to the answers. But that's the shit that's Rashi, that it's a derabonon. Takona derabonon of a ptur of Meshiv Aveda. But not mitzad migu, cholilo v'chas. Rashi doesn't hold mitzad migu. Migu that I could have said two, believe it that I'm saying three. Why Rashi doesn't say migu? Because Rashi holds migu laftura mishvu eloy amrinen. This is Rashi's shit that migu laftura mishvu eloy amrinen. Rashi in Ksuvus Yudches, as Hashem will see in a maki from the Sugya here, Rashi holds migu laftura mishvu eloy amrinen. This is the reason Rashi is maimi the Sugya, that we're not handling a ptur of migu, we're handling a ptur of the Rabbanon of Meshiv Aveda. Lemoshul, migu is not the Rabbanon, migu is a deiraisa. Not the kone the Rabbanon. Every time when a person has a migu, the answer is, we're not going with migus here. We're not going with migus. We're not going with migus. The sugya is not a migu. The sugya is not mitzad a migu. The sugya is mitzad Meshiv Aveda. Takona de Rabbanon. He was nice. He gave an extra piece. An extra piece. That's the shit as Rashi. Oirech kol a sugya. It doesn't change. Taisus learns the sugya. He's neman mitzad migu. Those are the taisus in the sugya. He's neman mitzad migu. אז זה שתית עם תיס הראש, אני בגלל זה סוגיה, שיש כאן מחלקס רשי ותיס, זאת זה תיס הראש. רשי לא יש זה סוגיה מצד מישי ועבדה, תיס הספור לא יש זה סוגיה בעצם השם ועושי מצד דמיגו. אבל נאו לא יש שיטס רשי. So שיטס רשי, I want to be very close, like this, to go דוח the סוגיה very close. איזה פטור עם מישי ועבדה, תקונה לרבונו. Now, what is the פשט in רב שמעון בן אלעזר? רב שמעון בן אלעזר holds that he's חייב השבוע. אבל זה חמישי ועבדה. What happened to the Meshiv Aveda? It's the Meshiv Aveda. What happened to Rav Shimon Elazar? He's a Meshiv Aveda. So what's the Rav Shimon Elazar? Where did the Meshiv Aveda disappear? Where did the Meshiv Aveda disappear? Rav Shimon Elazar holds, Rabbi Akiva said he's a Meshiv Aveda. So what's the Rav Akiva holds he's a Meshiv Aveda. Takonah the Rabbanon, he was nice. He gave an extra. He didn't have to give it. He could have said two. He's nice and he's giving extra. But mele we patter him. No. So what's halt? Rav Shimon Elazar. Why Rav Shimon Elazar holds that he has to make a shvua? It's the Meshiv Aveda. It's a Meshiv Aveda. What's the pshat Rav Shimon Elazar? What's the pshat Rav Shimon Elazar? Why he has to make a shvur? So Rashi answers it. Rashi is shleibim kumiseinu. Rashi is in the Hemshach HaGemore. And Dibur HaMaschil, look in Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil. Moide b'mikza savi. Rashi Dibur HaMaschil, moide b'mikza savi. Zogt Rashi. Ve'eino meishim aveide, like 10 lines from the bottom. Moide b'mikza savi. Ve'eino meishim aveide, zogt Rashi. Why? De'aru mekomarim, the lechaske benemon. So this is not a meshiv aveda. Why? He knows if he will say two. So Yenem said five, and he said two. Say that. He's patur. He's chayev shvuel. I'm shane. No one will say that he's a tzaddik. It's weird for a person to pay a little bit money, and then everyone will say, "You see, he's honest." The horay, he could have said two. You see that he's honest. So it's nishken meshiv aveda. People like to pay money to look good. No shaykhs. It's a klal alamon Rashi. When it's two gemoras, he likes to say the second one for the first one. And he said it a lot of times. It's no shaykhs to lishne basra. That's Hashem. I'll be masber. People like to give money. People give money. The whole world will know that they gave money. Yeah. Chul of a bench. He looks good. But people, he wants the building. Look at his name. He looks good. It's not a Rashi. He says, you know what? I will give one. The whole world will see. Look at Manus. That's not Meshiv Aveda. Better for me to look straight. If I will say two, he says five. The whole world will say, there's an argument, the guy said five, he said two. 50-50, other he's right, other he's right. You know what? I will say three, the whole world will say I'm right and he's wrong. I'll pay one dinner for it. It's worth it. That's the shita srashi in the whole sugya. Kach kibalu mi Reb Nochem. I want to be mind me the dvorim again, klo. That's the ganze shita srashi. It's very light. We'll mind me it and we'll go with Pamelach. So Givaldik is sugi the pshat, and then it's the second shlav of the sugi. Then we'll do the pshat of the sugi. Shitas Rashi again, not negate to all of the tesis in here. The first three little tesis that are very hard with cheshbonos. Lefi Rashi, we don't have to see them. No shaykhes, we see them keseder. No questions in the sugi. The whole sugi is one thing back and forth. Rabbi Akiva holds he's a meshiv aveda. He could have said two, and he said three. B'meile, araya, he's giving extra money. When a person gives extra money, he look, Chazal want to make people to give money. It's better that people will be moide, and like this, we'll have the Yidas Baaldin in the Suge. So while we want people to give money, we say, listen, if you give extra, you have Meshiv Aveda. The Mele Chazal, the Zelbezach Meshiv Aveda, Chazal wanted people to be Meshiv Aveda, so the part of him Shvua, they want, about it's a bit different, Lomdus. Did him Shadis, if not, he will just not pick it up. Here, we want the person to say three, so he has what to gain. We want him to gain. Our cheshbon is make him to gain, so he will say three. How it goes in the world. If you come and you say tax, you get off, so it's a reason for you to come. You take the chance. So if I'll say two, I'll make a shvua. You know what? I will say three. I will gain. Say it. So we'll give him to gain by saying three. We give him to gain by saying three. So mainly he will say three. Does he the whole sugya? What? Well, one second, we're going to Madoma Shtaim is Potter. The Gemara says Shtaim is Potter. The big tzad in the Gemara Shtaim is also Potter. But the Gemara is also going with that. Say that. So the Protim will get. But the Gemara is also talking that Shtayim is Potter, not Dafka Shtayim is Chayev. And even so, he holds as a Meshim Aveda. Why? Not to look good. Based in telling a person, if you give extra money, so we will help you. You come and say, I owe tax, we give you off half. If you come and say, I owe three, Potter Mishvur. Not a, my good name. I explained the Ozim and the Omar. You just mix it. I said, the Ozim and the Omar holds. He's not doing it because he wants to be a nice person and is giving money. We're saying, Meshim Aveda, you see, he's a good person. We say, if a good person, we'll pater him. He's doing it Pashut because he wants to be a good name, not because he's an honest person. Rabbi Akiva holds he's an honest person, he's giving money, so we pater him. We'll see the Gemara too. Tzadazay, the Gemara tries all different. The Gemara doesn't have a problem. I want to say, if Shtayim is Chayev or Shtayim is Potur, state in the Gemara, it doesn't change Pshat and Rabbi Akiva. It's only a Shal, if Heilach Chayev or Heilach Potur. It doesn't change if Shtayim, but we'll see the Gemara, Leat. Shtayim Chayev or Shtayim Potur is no nafkemine. Only a Shal, if Heilach Chayev or Heilach Potur. Legabe the Braise, the Gemara didn't have a problem to learn it. Saif Shtayim is Chayev, Shtayim is Potur. I said, we'll get to it. Yes, the answer is yes. Even if Shtayim is Chayev, is a Meshim Aveda. Yeah. As they state in my Gemara. The Gemara says that it's no difference if it's Chayev or Potur. It's only Tesis makes you hear Ulfa Tumul with that, with these Shailas, because Tesis has a whole different learning in the Sugya. We're learning Kipshuto in the Gemara, and the Rai that it's Kipshuto, first Rashi says it. And also, it's no different Rashi. There's a whole Sugya here, there's no more Rashis. Tesis is busy on every line, Cheshbon is back and forth. There's no Rashi, there's no support to explain. Rabbi Akiva holds this person is a Poshet of Meshim Aveda. He gave an extra piece. If he gave an extra piece, Memele is a Meshim Aveda. Memele is Potom Mishvua. Memele is Potom Mishvua is a Meshim Aveda. This is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shimon Elozer holds, he's not a Meshim Aveda. He's not a nice person. The reason he did it Poshet, he wanted to look good. So we don't look at him like he's a Meshim Aveda, he's coming to do a favor for us. He's doing a favor for himself. That's the Gansen of Kamina. So Lefi Rabbi Akiva is a Meshim Aveda, and Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozor is no Meshim Aveda, he's doing it for himself. So now, Lom and Lom the Gemore, Ali B'Darashi. Again, Lefi Teisves, Rabbi Akiva is a Migu. And Migu lefture mishvua amrinen. Aye, why Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozor is no Migu? Tesis is trying to give good answers the whole time. Why is no Migu? This is Tesis busy to explain. Why is no Migu alibid Rabbi Shimon Elozor? And Lefi Rabbi Akiva, why is yes Migu? Tesis has to explain every shlav in the Gemara, where is the Migu alibid Rabbi Akiva, and where is no Migu alibid Rabbi Shimon Elozor? This is the whole Tesis seem to explain the suge. Why Lefi Rabbi Akiva is a Migu, why Lefi Rabbi Shimon Elozor is no Migu. Lefi Emes Hashem, we'll see the Tesis. Lefi Rashi, the suge is not negiat to Migu bichlal. What is the suge? The sugya is one sugya. Meishiv aveide, a shena mensch, pater. Again, it's a shena mensch, pater. Shum lozor nishkin shena mensch. He probably tried to get a good name. It's a gomish. Lozor again, it's a sugya. And now we'll start to read the Gemara. We're going to Fishitas Rashi, and Rashi doesn't have nothing else to explain in the sugya. Only legabit gufa sugya. Now we'll start to learn the braise, alibet the Rashi. Then we'll see the sugya, alibet the teisvis. Meisvi, sloim v'dinorim, malvoy mechomish v'loy v'amashor. Shum lozor roim, oil v'yde mixas atayin, eishava, anumon v'yde mixas. Make a shvua. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein ela kemeishiv aveide. It's a chameishiv aveide. Could have said two. He went to three. It's a chameishiv aveide v'potu. Ktonim miyas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor Omer, hoil vohidu b'miktsas atayin ishova. Tayin edo amar sholosh. Ho shtayim potu. So now the Gemara learns that shtayim is potu. Why? Because it's heilach. V'ayishtar dekamoide b'heilach uv'shmah minu heilach potu. We'll start first to read the Gemara. So the Gemara learns b'shtchilas asugye shtayim is potu. Ali ben Rabbi Shimon ben Elozor. The whole machlek is Rabbi Shimon Elozor, Rabbi Akiva is b'sholosh. That Rabbi Akiva holds is potu, and Rabbi Shimon Elozor holds is chayev. That's the ganze machlekes. Aber b'shtayim lekula alma yu potu. So now lo is cheshbon. B'shtayim yu potu. So why the fear of Shimon and Elozor b'shloish yichayev? You have a migu. You could have said shtayim. Why? The Gemara says now, b'shtayim yipotu. No, so why b'sholosh yichayv? You have a migu. The teretz lefi Rashi, migu leftur mishvuel lo yamrinen. Ain kaze davar migu lefi Rashi. Migu doesn't exist. Migu leftur mishvuel lo yamrinen lefi Rashi. Also, we never, migu never helps. Why lefi Rav Akiva yipotu? It's a chameishim aveide. He could have said two. Nice of him, he said three. So the Gemara is glad lefi Rashi. It's nothing to explain. Lefi Rav Shimon Elozer is no migu. There's no migu. Because migu never helps. What Rashi has to explain? Lefi Rav Shimon Elozer, Rav Akiva, is a meishim aveide. Why is no meishim aveide lefi Rav Shimon Elozer? Rashi said, people like to pay extra to look good. So no meishim aveide. So Rashi, and that's what they explain. So Rav Akiva makes sense, meishim aveide. Rav Shimon Elozer, migu en. Because migu never helps lefi Rashi. Migu laftur mishvu elo yamrinan. Ay, meishim aveide. Rashi said, there's no meishim aveide. So what is the raya of the Gemara? So mainly the Gemara Tainas, we see from here that Heilach is potu. Because on them, why Shtaim is potu? The Talmud says it's called Heilach. So now this has to have a husband. Why Shtaim is Heilach? Rashi explained before what is Heilach. So why here it will be considered Heilach? What is the Shaykh is to Heilach here? Areyu shelcho v'lo yotzeisim b'chol areyu shelcho b'chol mokim. As they freak the gidulei trume. As they freak the pnu Yeshua. Why lefi Rashi it's called Heilach? So Rashi comes and Rashi says the answer. Lama zend the Rashi. Zogt Rashi ateretz. Time the Omar Sholish, Kosal Kedai to Hashto, the Maisa to Yufte, with the Noka Pluktai, Besholish Vichomish, Velenoka Loivo Emerstein, Shmamino Bestein, Loimechai, Rav Shimon Elozer, Okin Meforish Vozil, the Kavon, the Kolodosi Bestar Ksuvo, the Star Namishtein Mashma, the Kol Mashmos, a Star Helahu, Share Hakarkoes Meshua Bodi Malkach. אבל אם אומר שלוש או סלויים, שליש עם מיל ועל פהו, דלב בשטר כסובו, ואין הקרקע משובד ולב הילחו. זוגת רשי, why שטר is הילח? ואל איזה דין that you could be גויבה, מיל ובשטר פון קרקועס, so the קרקע is already considered like a הילח. ואל היא איזה סחוס גביע פון דקרקע, So it's keilu areyu shelcho b'chol mokim zog de pnei Yeshua, and val it's keilu shelcho b'chol mokim is a schus gviya from the karka. So val is a schus gviya from the karka. B'meile it's like a heilach, because the karka is b'chol mokim shu. You just go and you take it. Maybe it's to get to the sugis and psochim lemafreah ugoive. Sugis and psochim lemafreah ugoive. Areyu shelcho b'chol mokim shu. Aber b'meile the shtaim is called heilach. Vali has a schus to be goyve the karka, so we say the karka areu shaloi b'chol mokrim, and b'meila we look at it like a heilach. This is the koyach of karka. Zogt Rashi, so why sholosh not? Because sholosh really is not written in the shtar. Only shtaim is written in the shtar. Sholosh is not written in the shtar. So the shlishi already is made of a miktsas. The shtaim is not made of a miktsas, because it's the shtar. So vali is a karka. The male doesn't have a dinelach. It has a dinelach. Areyu shelcho b'chol mokim shu. Shloisho doesn't have a dinelach. Why? Because it's mil v'alpe. Now, it's interesting. When he says sholosh, he's masking that the shtar means sholosh. But even so, it's considered a mil v'alpe. It's a big chiddush. It says din rim v'sloim. I say two, you say three, I say five. Look, Rashi says, if I say two, it's heilach. If I say three, the third one already is not heilach. Why? Lemaise, now I'm moide that the shtar meant three. So now lechure, the third is also milva b'shtar. We have an argument if it's a milva b'shtar or not. Rashi states, no. Val the shtar is only mechiach two, only two get the aloche of milva b'shtar. The third one doesn't get a din of milva b'shtar. And we'll see later, the Ramban and Shavuos is choylek on that. Oh, but that's the shittas Rashi. But I want to explain why Rashi has to say it. Because Rashi learns what makes it heilach. While it's meshubed that you have a schus to be goyve from the karkoes, the fact that it's meshubed that you have a schus to be goyve from the karkoes, this makes it heilach. So the Firashi, if this makes it heilach, only shtayim is heilach, so Krashi. The shlishi, the Gemara state that is not heilach. Those are the whole tzus of the shmaise. The tzus of the shmaise is that shtayim is heilach, and sholish is not heilach. That's the Gemara tainus. So b'meile zog Krashi, why shtayim is heilach? While it's a milva b'shtar, it has a din of heilach. Sholish, even that I'm moide, and now the sholish, the dinim of the shtar means sholish, so Krashi, it's not considered a milva b'shtar. Let me end it in the Rashi. We start the Komoide Heilachu. We like your sin and cave on the Komoide. The Labo Ido also in Ami called Shtar Heilachu. And my the Komoide with your sin is Shtar Heilachu. So go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says as they. Kaim Ido Amar Sholish. O Shtayim Potu. Vai Shtor the Komoide be Heilachu. Vishmaim Heilach Potu. Zog the Gemara. Nei, 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 nei. Loi. Loi lom Eimeloch Shtayim Chayev. Shtayim Chayev. והיידק טוני שולש להפוקים את הרב עקיבא דאומר מי שמבדו ופוטו כמש מלון דמיידה מקצת סטיינה וחייב. So what is the second way the Gemara learns the sugya? What is the second way the Gemara learns the sugya? שתיים is חייב and שולש is also חייב. So why the מחליקס is on שולש להפוקים רב עקיבא that patter is בשולש. So now how is the מחליקס? B'shtayim l'kula alma is a normal moide b'miktsas and is chayev, because heilach is chayev. B'sholosh is chayev l'fir Rav Shimon Elozor, is weiter a moide b'miktsas. Aber l'fir Rav Akiva is potur, is a meishim aveide. Aye, why is meishim aveide? He could have said two. Aye, if he would say two, he would have to make a shvua. So what? Oh, but he's a nice person. He could have said two, and he's saying three. We're not coming from the parsha of Migu. If you're coming from the parsha of Migu, what kind of Migu it is? By Shtayim is Chayev, what Migu will have that he could have said Sholosh? Was it tasteful as this Kasha? We're not asking a Kasha of Migu. Rabbi Kiva is not going with Migu. Rabbi Kiva is saying a Svorev Meishim Aveide. The Gemara later will ask a Kasha, Arumi Komarim. Oh, but the Gemara is saying a Svorev Meishim Aveide. He's a Meishim Aveide. He could have said two and he said three. Very nice. He's giving extra money to the Kupada. He's giving extra money to the guy. He's giving extra money. He has a deed of Meishim Aveide. Zog de Gemara Yochi, Rab Shimon Elozor Oimer, Hoil Vohoido Bemiksas Ataine Yishova. Avzei Yishova Mi Boyolei. Loshin Abraisa is mashma like this. Vali saying three, Rab Shimon Elozor Hold is Chayev Shvua, and Rab Akiva is Poiter. If you're saying that Shtayim is also Chayev, so why Rab Shimon Elozor said, Hoil Vohoido Bemiksas Ataine Yishova, it's mashma that the three is Mechayev. It's mashma that the three is Mechayev. Not the two. Elo loilom shtayim potu. So the Gemara says shtayim is potu. Aber veheilach chayef, he's not potu mitzad heilach. He's potu for a different reason. Veshayni ochet dekomesai ele shtore. Inim shum daiv le shar shibut karkoes, ve nishpoim al kfir shibut karkoes. So what is the maskona sa Gemara? Shtayim you potu mishvue, not mitzad heilach. Besholosh, pshim ele lo zahod yichayev, you made it b'miktsas, migu he doesn't have, meishim aveide he doesn't have, so yichayev besholosh, and Rabbi Akiva patters, not mitzad migu, and patters mitzad meishim aveide. So why by shtayim you not chayev? L'chus toch hamoide b'miktsas. So why by shtayim you not chayev? Toch hamoide b'miktsas. So the Gemara says a new reason, why by shtayim you not chayev? What is the new reason the Gemara says by shtayim you not chayev? Zog the Gemara, the first teretz, mishum de'av elei, the komisai elei shtore. The shtar is mesayeh. Ina mi mishum de'av eli shtar shibut karkoes v'nishtoyim al shibut karkoes. So we'll see shlav b'shlav. The Gemara is only like this now. B'shtayim, sloim v'dinrim, and he says shtayim, he doesn't have to make a shvua. Not because heilach, because mesayeh le shtore. B'sholosh, Rav Shimon Elozor holds, he's chayef, it's no migu and no meishim aveide, and Rabbi Akiva patters, that's meishim aveide. So why b'shtayim you potu? The komesayeh le shtore. What is the svor of komesayeh le shtore? Nein, be'etzem is a moide b'miktsas. It's shtayim. Be'etzem is a moide b'miktsas. So why is potu mishvua? His potu is because mesayeh le shtore. What is the svor of mesayeh le shtore? His potu mishvua because mesayeh le shtore. What kind of svor is mesayeh le shtore? Zogt Rashi. V'shayni yochidiko mesayeh le shtore. Ho'edim achasumim al ashtar. מעידים כדבורב שלא יהיו אלו שתיים ולקח לו פירשו מניונום הלקח אין צורך שבוע. It's not the Rashi of Messiah Leshtore. He says a new svore. Be'etzem yomoyde b'miktsas. So why you not chayev a shvua? Again, b'sholosh you chayev a shvua. Rabbi Kiva holds you meishim aveide, Rabbi Shimon Lozo doesn't hold for meishim aveide, not for migu. Aber b'shtayim you potu, and not because heilach. So why you potu b'shtayim? Because kom messiah l'shtor. What is the svar of messiah l'shtor? You potu b'shtayim because messiah l'shtor. What is the svar of messiah l'shtor? So Rashi says words. Ha'edim ha'chasumim al ha'shtar me'idim kedvorov shloyoyo elo shtayim ולקח לו פירשו מניונום הילקח אין צורך שבוע. What is the kavona of Rashi? So anders sagen that Rashi means kipshute. Weil it says sloim, so it's muchach from the edim shebestar, that it's only two. Weil it says sloim, sloim means two, so it's muchach from the edim shebestar, that it's only two. It's muchach from the edim shebestar, that it's only two. Because why it says sloim? Sloim is mashma two. So it's kilu a edus of edim shebestar, that is only two. First, it's a big chiddush. It's edim. It's muchach, it's mamish edus. It's mamish edus. It's mamish edus. Loshon Rashi state. Says sloim. Why they didn't say nothing else? So mistamet means two. And the rishonim state nishtazim. The Balamoer and the base brings the shayla that we started beginning his man. If Eida Messiah patters mishvua or Eida Messiah doesn't patter mishvua, person's chayv shvua and he has Eida Messiah. Zog the Balamoer, daf Aleph and daf Arif, the first Balamoer. Zog the Balamoer, Eida Messiah patters mishvua, kal v'choymer. Or Amrin and Bedavdal and Mudbeis besuge the sloim vidrinim, the Messiah is Torah Siyua Bealme. The Afal Gav, the Loisa Dusemal Yesu, Shaina Star Made Stein, Elo Siyua Bealme, Afkan Shaidus Aedochet Kedvorov, Unoita Beloishvue. Zokta, stayed in the Gemara, dear, that Messiah is Torah helps, so if Messiah is Torah helps, Eina Messiah also helps. So a person is chayev shvua and he has a eida messiah, he's potu mishvua. If a person is chayev shvua and he has a eida messiah, he's potu mishvua. As David Gemara says by us, that if he's moide, and he has shtar like him, about it's not eidus, but it's a siyua be'alme. If it's a siyua be'alme, you potu mishvua. Siyua be'alme, patas mishvua. As David eida messiah, Teisa Rosh and the Beis also says it. So it's kol sheken. Psa'el ishtore, what is it? Diyukim be'alme. Here the Eidechot says like him. For sure, he's potu mishvua. There's not two Eidim that said only two. But this I asked. You could, I said, you could learn that the Eidim means that it's Eidus that is only two. But I said first it's a doichak. But I'm bringing Rishayim mefuroshim. That it doesn't mean that it's mamish two. Bala Moer and Teisa Rosh say, I'm asking, where's only two? It's a stomach. Stomach is not a Eidus. It's not a Eidus. It's not a Eidus. Yeah, but it's not Murach. It's Messiah Lishtore. We'll go on a step weiter. The Ramban by us, in the Chidusha Ramban, and Muki Yosef Be'er Chove, Claire, Messiah Lishtore also patters him Shvuas Heses or not? Lemoshul, he says two. You owe me five, and the guy says two. So we say he's a mighty b'miktas, but he doesn't have to make a shvua. Why he doesn't have to make a shvua? Because Messiah is Torah. He's a mighty b'miktas. He's a mighty b'miktas, but he doesn't have to make a shvua. Now, as a halacha, every time when a person mourns his friend, he has to make a shvua seses. Every time that he mourns his friend, he has to make a shvua seses. Yeah? Every time he has to make a shvua seses. That's the halacha. The Messiah is Torah. Patters from the shvua seses or not? Zog the Ramban, ne. It parters from the Shvuah of the Mishnah, but it doesn't parter from Shvuah Seses. From Shvuah Deiraisa it parters, but from Shvuah Seses it doesn't parter. Muki Yosef is mistapik. So first, the Etzem Advorim, again. If we learn that Messiah Lishtore is Eidim Gmurim, Savada is no Moide Mixa Shvuah, is no Shvuah Seses, is Messiah Lishtore. Avada, we see in the Rishonim that they didn't learn that it's mamish like Eidim Gmurim. Messiah Lishvor is a siyua be'alme. Till the Balamoyer in the base, and the Teisa Rosh in the base, Mikan Muchach, that Eidah Messiah, Patus Mishvu. More from that, the Ramban says that it doesn't patter from Shmuas Esses. It only patters from Shmuas Maida B'Miktas. In fact, it's a modern Zach. When you Miktas, it's a Shmuas D'Reise, and it helps. If a Shmuas Esses, it doesn't help. What is the difference? Again, if it's Eidim, Avad, it helps. It's Muchad, it's a Siyuah B'Almet. And here I'm asking, first, what is it? Siyuah B'Almet? Siyuah B'Almet? Terech Hadosho? Said in the Terech, you have to make a Shvua. But I'm Chabas Siyuah B'Almet. There's Eidim out here. Chabas Siyuah B'Almet? Chabas Siyuah B'Almet? What's it? Who are the Neidechot? Chabas Siyuah? Siyuah B'Almet? Aleph, I don't understand what it is. Second of all, I'm saying this, you have the arm, so why it doesn't help a Shmuel Seses? Only for the Shmuel might even mix us it will help. For a Shmuel Seses it doesn't help. Zog the Welt, I saw in Chidushi Rebuven, I say in Simen Aleph for his base, his mouth was very pushed. The Messiah Lishtore, what is it? If it's Eidim, we're not asking questions. It's Eidim, like Dovi learned it's Eidim, say, if it's Eidim, it's Eidim. But the Rishayim didn't learn that it's Eidim. So what is it? Siyua. Siyua. What's it does? Zog to us. Al kolchoch the mechayev of shvuas moide b'miktsas is the drore. All the esberim that we explain, it's the drore, the tiny, the drore, the drore. The mesayel lishtore brings the drore. Felt in the drore. Like we said in Daf Gimel and Rashi and Meishiv Aveda there. And b'chay gavne is no drore. Chay gavne is no drore. Why b'chay gavne is no drore? Why b'chay gavne is no drore? If the Chai Gavne is no drore, so it's no shvure. You're right, it's a svare be'alme. Yeah, it's not a koyach, eidus. Why are we saying it? Be'idechot, some people said, be'idechot cancels be'idechot, because be'idechot could be mechayev shvure, so it's the same level to cancel be'idechot. Here's not a svare be'alme. Mesayel l'shtore takes away the drore. Me'le zog Reb Reuven, shvure seses is no shaykhis to drore. Chazal said, when a person is tovei his friend, Chazal will metaken shvure seses. This is Marich there. So Shaila, what was the Mechayev of Shvuas Esses? Chazokes, okay, this is the whole simon. I'm not going now to the Protim of Shvuas Esses. So Siyua Be'alme is Gomish. If it's Eidim, so Eidim help in both Shvuas. But if it's a Siyua Be'alme, the Hainu, it's a Svore. We call it a Bech Svore, the Hainu, Me'atzmeinu. It's a Svore, Minam Tavek the Drore. Sada? And when it's a Mixta, it's a Giboit of the Drore, Minam Tavek the Drore. Shvuas Esses is a takon of the Rabbonon, takon as a shuk, that people will have what to do, will have what to complain. So it's a takon as a shuk. Val, it's a takon as a shuk. Bemele, Avdem doesn't help us to you. Avdem doesn't help us to you. Very glad. Zod Reb Nochem, we could say it even better. Could be only Messiah Lishtore will only help here, and even Eidim Messiah would not patter. Why? But the same Lomdus. Messiah Lishtore Avada, if we're not saying that it's a Din Eidus, it's a Berch Svora as a Stam, Mineta Vek de Drore. Zogta, listen, very Geschmack, Zogta. Moide Vimixas is Chayev Shvue, why? The guy says, you owe five, you say two. It looks by Emza. It looks something is wrong here. When you look in the Shtar, what it looks? It looks like two. It doesn't look wrong, it looks straight. To say two looks straight, doesn't look wrong. So how will be chayav shvua made of a mikzas? What if every time it's made of a mikzas? It looks modern. He says five, and you didn't say no, you didn't say yes, you say emtza. It's exactly what looks in the shtar. It's exactly. So here, take the made of a mikzas is not modern. It's glat. This is exactly how the tanya has to look. A decho that is mesayea, echob adrore. You have something else on the other side. Face nicht. I'm strange. I say, I have a drore. You have a siyua from the other side? Who said every siyua could take away drores? But in our sugye, avada the siyua could take away the shtore. Because the ganze taina is, what is moide b'miktas? A halb, or the ye, or the nein. The mesayah le shtore says it's exactly like that. It's two. It looks like two. It doesn't look no, and it doesn't look yes. It looks like two. Mashma kedvorov. So again, we have had some three drochim to learn the sugye. We can learn kipshuta eidim. Has a kriach edus, but avadel if yidem is no right edem is ayer, and avadel will pat also in shvuas eses. It's a given as a rishoni. Avadel can say, and the rishoni we saw balamoyer and avbeis and teisarosh they say no. So siyua be'alma they say klot that it's not edim. Vehu adin edem is ayer as patters. But even so, like the Ramban, not shvuas eses, not shvuas eses. We said why? The Torah says the siyua is a siyua, but the lomdus says it takes away the drore. Eidechot also takes away the drore. Every siyua takes away the shvua. Glat. Every drore takes away the siyua. We said now, Ken Zayn, that even if normal, a drore will not take away, a siyua will not take away the drore, but Ravan and Bayoras, it will take away the drore. Because it might have mixed us. And the shtar alone is mashmatu, Avan is a reason to take away the drore. Zayn glat. Now, this is the first teretz of the Gemara. The second teretz of the Gemara. Ina mi mishum ne'av l'ishtar shibud karkoes, ve'ein ishboim al kfira shibud karkoes. Eichet, agresa Gemara, we'll just see the Rashi shiboy. Zogt Rashi, what is the second teretz? Ina mi lo'ochi lo'av l'ishtayim moido elechai v'shvue, fi she'ashtar oimer ken, v'shtara v'shibud karkoes. וכשם, זוקט רשי, שאין נשבועים על כפיר הסקרקועס, כך הוידו אוסום, אינו מביאו לידי שבוע. דקרקע אימות מתי רשבוע, מסך תשבוע הספר שבוע הסדיונים. אבל יום המל וחומש ולי ושולש אי ככפיר והוידו, ומה שאינו כוסו בשטר. צמוד מגמורה. מגמורה said, שתיים יופוטו משבוע, not because הילך. The first side was הילך. The second side is, you know, הילך is חייב. יופוטו, why? Because מסייל לשתור... The third teretz, the Gemara says no. Be'etzem, you know why you potu mishvue? Because it's kfiras shibud karkoes. Rashi has a problem. It's not kfiras shibud karkoes. The tree Rashi hold is no shibud. We saw Rashi before. And the tree that is moide is not called shibud karkoes. Because it's not a milva b'shtar. Even if it's moide in them, it's not a milva b'shtar. So Rashi says it's not what is koifer is shibud karkoes. When he was moide, the two that the shtar says that he's moide is considered hoidoe and karka. And kishem, she'ein nishboim al kfiras karkoes, kach hoidoas karkoes is not mechai v'shvue. So when the Gemara answers, we have three tirutzim. One teretz heilach, memele and the shtayim you not chai. The Gemara wants to be maimed and shtayim you potu. And sholosh yichai v'shvue is no migu, no... This is the source of the Gemara. Why you potu? The Gemara taught one mehalach heilach. And again, Rashi had to explain where is the heilach. And Rashi said shibud karkoes. And avadu, we didn't answer yet lefi the Rambam. The Rambam learns heilach that he gave it kipshutoi. Lefi the Rambam, the teretz of heilach would not make sense. We'll see the Rambam has a whole different pshat in the sugi by us. But Hashem, we'll see. Because the normal answer of heilach, that valetz mishubed, the karka is mishubed as heilach, is not answered lefi the Rambam. The second teretz was, it's Messiah l'shtore. We had different esbeirim lefi Rashi. The third teretz of the Gemara is, it's kfira shibud karkoes. But Rashi not kfir Shibut Karkoes, because the three are be'etzem not called Shibut Karkoes, like Rashi was miyased before, and the Ba'amaschil, Heilach, that even if you'll be moidan, it is not Meshubin. So Rashi said, the Gemara means that what he's moidan is the karka. U'kishem she'nishboim al kfir as karkoes, kacha do'osam es eino mechayeves. About what Rashi says is simple and easy, but Lashon HaGemara, it's a very big doichak. The Gemara says, "Ve'enishpoim al kfiras karkoes," and it means "Bu'adino idosem eina mechayeves." I'm saying, "Becheshbon apshat Rashi is very glad. How much is nemon to loshon haGemara? Kimat not. Kimat doesn't go in the loshon haGemara." I'm saying the pshat mitzvah atzma is good. We just have to know we have three chidushim and say the haGemara. Then the Gemara wants to be mind with the brayso that be'etzem you potu. And we call mekoyim. So why you potu? Other heilach potu, and we have to say teres in heilach. Rashi said Teire, Lefi the Rambam, we owe Teire. If we're saying Messiah L'shtore, we have to know what is Messiah L'shtore. And the third Teretz of the Gemara is, Kfir HaShibet Karkoes means, Hoidos Kfir HaShibet Karkoes, Lefi Shitas Rashi. This is the Lishne Kame. Zog the Gemara Lishne Basre. The Zalbe Zach. And the Zalbe Rashis. Ike de Moisim Miseife. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Eino Elo Kemeshim Aveide Vepotu. Taime de Omar Sholesh. He's a Meshim Aveide. Oshtaim Chayev. And even so, the Gemara learned that Sholish is called Meishim Aveide. V'oshtar, Rashi raises the Kevon. Pashas, they raised it because Rashi raised it before. V'oshtar, the Komoide Beheilachu, Shma Mino Heilachai. So the Gemara no, Lo'oi lo meim aloch shtayim nami potu. V'ay diktoni Sholish la'afukim rabshim l'lozo do'om amoyim mikso satay na'avi v'chayev. Komashu and the Meishim Aveide avi v'potu. So again, so Rashi is learning this, the Gemara is learning now, shtayim is potu. And even so, Reb Shimon Elozer is Mechayev B'Sholosh, and he doesn't have Migu, and he's not a Meshiv Aveide, and here Rashi says why? Because he wants to look honest. So Rashi is explaining why if you're Reb Shimon Elozer, even the B'Shtayim Yupotu B'Sholosh Yichayev, because he's not a Meshiv Aveide, here's the Klori Rashi. Zog de Gemore, so why Yupotu? So chenayim mistabre. The isal kedai toch shtayim chayev. If you will learn that shtayim is chayev, b'sholosh shechipot al Rabbi Akiva. Why he's called the meishiv aveide? Ha'arum mekomarim. Sovari me'amin shtayim b'inei shtabue. Ei b'sholosh the avim meishiv aveide ve'epotel. Elo shvayim ben shtayim nami potu. Elo kashel rabchias aif. Why is potu? If heilach is chayev. Gemara says the same teretz. Shaini also in the commissary of the store. Even if you have a star, she will carcass, the any spur him and clear a shibble carcass. That's in the source of the shmeiser. So I want to start. We'll start one taste first, and we'll see the dvorim amechuvonim. Come, we'll see the first taste in Dalad Amud Aleph. The last taste in Dalad Amud Aleph. Vishmamino heilach potu. Again. Lefi the Gemara wants to learn, and this is the MS Maskolas a Gemara, that b'shtayim you potur, b'sholosh lefi Rav Shimon Elozo yichayev shvua, and lefi Rav Akiva you may shiva veide. And we have three mehalchim, why? This is be'etzem the way we learn the Braise. Lemaise we learn in the Braise, b'shtayim you potur, b'sholosh lefi Rav Shimon Elozo yichayev, and lefi Rav Akiva you potur, may shiva veide. And why you potur b'shtayim? The first mehalach is heilach, second mehalach is Messiah Lishtore, the third Mahalach is Kfira Shibul Karkoz. Frek Teisus Akasha. Now, Lefi Teisus, stated Teis Arosh, that the Mahalach is Rav Shimon Elozor holds Rav Akiva Patis because of Migu, and Rav Shimon Elozor doesn't hold from the Migu. So Teisus, in the beginning of the Braise, he didn't have yet a Kasha. Well, he will ask. If Shtayim is Chayev, he doesn't have a Kasha. But Miyad with the Gemara said Pshat in the Braise, that Shtayim is Potur, and Sholish is Chayev. So Rabbi Akiva holds, he's a Meshiv Aveda, but mainly he's Potu. But Rabbi Shimon Elozor holds that he's Chayev. Frek Teisves, but he has a Migu. Vim Toimar Yenem Alishalem Migu, Dibo Yomar Shtayim. Lefi Rabbi Shimon Ben Elozor, why be Sholish Yichayev Shvue? You have a Migu, you could have said Shtayim. Lefi Rashi, Ein Kan Kushi Yeklal. Why Lefi Rashi is no Kasha Bichlal? Because Rashi holds Migu Lefturim Yishvue Lo Yamrinen. Lefi Rashi is no Migus. So Lefi Rashi, Teisus Kasha doesn't start. Teisus is only Lishitosoi, that Migu Patus Mishvua. So Teisus is asking, and he's starting in Shlav Aleph. Reb Shimon ben Elozor holds, Shtayim Potur Sholosh Chayev. Rabbi Akiva holds he has a Migu. Rabbi Akiva makes sense. Reb Shimon ben Elozor doesn't make sense. He doesn't have a Migu. He has a Migu. Why is Chayev Shvua? He has a Migu. V'yashloimar, Amod Neteretz. Keivon Deheilach Potur. Im Yemar Shtayim have like a Koifer Hakoil, ve'ein od omeis. As Evi Evim Boidim Mikzas doesn't have a Migu that he could have been Koifer Hakoil, while Heilach is if Heilach is Chayev, so then he doesn't feel that he's a Koifer Hakoil. But while Heilach is Potu, the guy is paying too, he's not Koifer Hakoil. But while the Aloche of Heilach is Potu, and it's Keilu he gave it already, so val heilach is potu, the melee doesn't have a migu. He doesn't have a migu. So what is the pshat in Reb Shimon? Why Rabbi Akiva holds his potu? If you Rashi, meishim aveda, it's a andre sugya. But Teis holds migu. The Rabbi Akiva lo yave azus, the Messiah l'shtore, the melee has a migu. As they state klor in Teis Sarosh. So, we'll mark him a second on this Teis Fis, just the mechadet the dvori. Lefi Teis Fis, the machleikis is Reb Shimon Elozor holds, you don't have a migu, Rav Akiva holds you have a migu. Frek Teisus, why he doesn't have a migu? Lefi Rashi, I never said there's a migu. I never said migu. I don't have a kasha, why is no migu? Meshiv Aveda, he doesn't hold for Meshiv Aveda. And Rav Akiva holds for Meshiv Aveda. Oh, but Teisus learns that the sugi is migu and not migu. As he's like Teisa Rosh Klo. Frek Teisus, so why he doesn't have a migu? Vosok Teisa Teretz, he doesn't have a migu. He's scared. It's a migu de haoze. It's a migu de haoze. It's a migu da. It's a migu da oze. So what is the pshat in Rav Akiva? What is the pshat in Rav Akiva? But nishkin a oze. Firashi. It's not a migu, and Rav Akiva is not going with a migu. It's a meishiv aveid. It's a meishiv aveid. Rashi had to explain why he's not a meishiv aveid and lefi Rav Shimon Elozor. Rashi said the Teretz. People like to look straight. People like to give money to look good. Now I want to ask you a shaila. Why Teisus didn't answer the Teretz of Rashi? You're asking me, Akasha, why he doesn't have a migu? The fear of Shimon Elozor. Give him a migu that he could have said. Shtayim. I'll tell you why. People like to give money to look good. Why Teisus didn't say like Rashi? He asked me a shayla. Lefi Reb Shimon Elazar, why he doesn't have a migu? He could have said shtayim. Like Teis is iskir. Why Teis didn't want to answer like Rashi? What? It's done here. Teis asks you a kasha, why he doesn't have a migu? No, Teis says he's scared. I have a better teretz. He doesn't have a migu. He likes to say three to look good. He likes to say three to look good. Teis asks a kasha that he has a migu. Okay, we'll stop here. That's ready. Yeah. Kept the food last night.